Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 18th at 9 o'clock, we will be in the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City, where 92 tracts of land in Cimarron County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction times and dates.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon.
Well, sluggish trade likely to develop this morning as traders in both hog and cattle futures try to establish their footing early on in the session after wild early week trade stabilized yesterday. Now, mixed activity is likely to focus on a combination of short covering and follow-through selling while also focusing on outside market direction. Well, cash cattle trade remained light to moderate in most areas yesterday with generally $3 to $4 through the south and $103 and $104 on a live basis. Now, in the north, price ranges were mostly $160 to $163, which is a $4 to $7 lower than last week. Packers will go to work with another day of defensive cash bids offered and access to ample amounts of hogs. This will likely flood the market with pork ready for market. Overall lack of direction and activity during the midweek futures complex has created a lackluster shift to the sharp losses that developed earlier in the week. Now, on our grain futures, corn and soybean futures closed lower yesterday as clear skies in the western Midwest this week should allow for a resumption of harvest. The lower market occurred despite a batch of export sales that sent corn to Mexico and soybeans to China and other unknown destinations. Also in view is Friday's USDA stocks report that wire surveys favor larger September 1 corn, soybean, and wheat stocks versus a year ago. Now, winter wheat closed unchanged to mostly a few cents higher in light trading yesterday, while spring wheat finished about 5 cents higher. Talk has emerged that U.S. wheat exports could get a boost from this year's crop problems in Australia and in Europe. On the corn, it finished lower in light trading and is lower for the week as well. December is under key moving averages. The drier conditions in Iowa this week weighed and offset support from the export sale to Mexico. Grain elevators in Iowa and Illinois say harvest is underway. We'll check your futures right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle down 35 at 103.47. The December was up 50 cents at 103.62. October feeder cattle up 117 at 128.02. And November up 127 at 124.65. October hogs unchanged yesterday at 51.70. And December was up 25 cents at 46.70. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. December at the close yesterday up 2 cents, 421 and a quarter. March up 2 cents at 438. Chicago wheat, December down 3/4. At 403 and a quarter. March was unchanged at 426. December corn down 2.5 cents yesterday, 329 and a quarter. The March down 2 3/4 at 339. November soybeans down 7 cents, 945 and a half. January down 6 3/4 yesterday at 952. Cotton futures, the October up 117, 6930. December up 28, 6876. November crude oil up 1, 4706. December down 2, 4763. November natural gas unchanged at $2.99 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.